You're listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. My name's Will Smith. I'm very excited today to have my guest, Stacy Givens of Sideyard in Portland, and very excitedly now in Phoenix. How are you?
I'm good, Will. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, happy to have you. So I did want to talk a little bit about your background. Your kind of like childhood, because we share that Southern California upbringing, and there is something about that sort of time period where like everybody had fruit trees and everybody's grandparents were gardening, and you know, it's sort of like a charmed period of time. I'm thinking like 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
In Southern California.
Yeah. Well, I'm an 80s baby. Yep. And there was still a lot of that happening around there. I grew up in a big Greek family. I'm the baby of seven.
Amazing.
And my mom immigrated over from Greece at a young age, her and all her siblings. She's also one of seven. And they landed in Chicago at first. Huh. She's the only one that kind of strayed away and decided to raise a family on the West Coast.
Right.
In Redondo Beach.
Yeah, I love that.
And there's a big Greek community out there.
In Redondo Beach
there
itself?
There is, yes.
That's amazing.
And we, you know, grew up Greek Orthodox, yeah. So there's St. Catherine's Church, and that's where all my mom's friends from when she was in her 20s up until the time she passed were her besties.
Yeah.
So every single one of them had one of those Greek gardens that you would see in a Greek village. So I feel very lucky that I grew up with, like, having my mom as a mentor, number one.
Sure.
Right in our backyard. We had all the citrus trees, all the Greek staples in the ground, you know, like eggplant, peppers, tomatoes. And then so did all my mom's friends. But, you know, there's no stopping there. My mom and her friends, you know, I was in the car a lot with them. They like to go forage around Southern California.
I love that. Again, that's something like from another age to me, which I love.
Oh, for sure. My mom's always like, it's free. It's free. It's hanging over a fence. You take it. Why not? It's falling exactly. Through the ground. Yeah. And, you know, she ingrained that in all of us, and all of us do it.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And lots of big dinners.
Huge dinners. Yeah. Yeah. Every Sunday, no matter what, at mom's house, huge dinners. But every day of the week also. So, but as we got older, though, and more grandkids, everybody's getting married.
So amazing.
It was just a big party at mom's all the time. Sunday dinners.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you have a very successful business in Portland called Sideyard, in sort of an interesting neighborhood that I'm not that familiar with, called Cully.
Yeah.
Kind of like the last agricultural kind of area of the city.
I mean, Southeast has some spaces like that as well.
Uh-huh.
I feel like when you go a little further out in Southeast, you go a little further out in Northeast, you'll
right.
find those pockets. It's neighborhoods that have, like, no sidewalks.
Yeah, I love that.
A lot of people, you know, their house might look small, but then you look at their backyard and it might be a full acre. So, yeah, Northeast Cully neighborhood. I started there in 2009, just knocking on people's doors and asking if I could farm their side yard. And that's how Side Yard started.
So amazing.
Yeah. And at the time, I was just cooking at restaurants. I was falling in love with Portland, was only there for a few years at that point, and loved the farm-to-table movement, loved that all the restaurants and chefs were celebrating local producers. Like, it's where I wanted to be. And I slowly moved from Southern California up, you know, the West Coast, stopped in the Bay Area, had a great time, cooked there, Sacramento, and then landed in Portland. And then I'm here now. But I'm still in Portland.
No.
It's confusing. I confuse a lot of people. They have no idea what's going on.
Well, so. I urge everybody to look at thesideyardpdx.com. It's a great website, but I'm going to read just a little bit here, which I just, it speaks to me. We host workshops, farm events, dinners, brunches, grief groups, farm tours, and more. Those are like, I think in the short time that I've known you, those are sort of all super important aspects.
Absolutely.
Of your interests.
Absolutely. Yeah. And over time, I mean, Sideyard morphed into what it is today. And, you know, when I first started, I was like, cool, I'm going to start farming this small plot of land. I'm going to sell produce to these amazing restaurants that I respect and I used to work at.
So the agricultural part was the first in that kind of space.
In the at Sideyard.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it morphed into
basically like a supper club or pop-up right. before pop-ups or pop-ups, I guess.
It's just a great concept of being on that property of where it's being grown. And then you're also it's not just a farm, but you're showing people what you can do with that property.
Totally. Because, you know, there's a lot of large-scale farms that have, like, those huge farm-to-table dinners, you know, 200 people in a row, and it's beautiful. We're, like, the micro version of that. Right. And we'll do up to, like, 80 people. And it's awesome. And we do a lot of farm tours as well. So education's a big part of what we do. I have a very amazing crew. You know, I have two crews, right? We got the catering crew,
right,
who have been with me for so long. I love them so much. They're my family. And then we got the farm crew, which is a pretty small crew. It's usually two people, maybe an intern, some volunteers here and there. They're just absolutely amazing and have allowed me to, like, live this double life of, like, living partially here in Southern Oregon and also keep operating in Portland.
Sure.
So
no, I was looking just at the events part of your website,
yeah,
which I think is so amazing. So you have a plant sale happening, tomato starts available, your Lost Table grief group dinners, which are so amazing to me. You're doing Mother's Day brunch. You're doing evening dinners. You're doing bike-in movie night. You're doing brunches.
Fun.
You're doing yoga. You're doing classes. I think it's just incredible. It's like a hangout.
Yeah,
spot.
It's a packed schedule, but honestly, that's all community right there. So, like, yoga is taught by my dear friend Zaya, who has the Bakmi Movement Center yoga studio in Southeast. So once a month, they come to the farm, and it's sliding scale and BIPOC and equity pricing for that.
Right.
Lost Table Grief Group is totally free. Everybody kind of just brings a dish and shares it. It was kind of funny. Last night, we had two grief groups happening at the same time, and I was getting texts at the same time. I forgot about the one in Portland happening last night, and then we had the one in Phoenix.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Anyways, yeah, so that is hosted by the Portland Grief House. And Bike and Movie Night is just, I invite other food vendors to be there. So somebody who does savory food that I want to spotlight, somebody who does sweets, and we do the bar. And then we have queer comedy right in the beginning for the first, like, hour. And my friend Quinn hosts that.
That's
just to get everybody set, you know?
So great.
Yeah.
I want to remind everybody, you're listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. My name is Will Smith, and my guest today is Stacy Givens from Side Yard Portland, and now Lucky in Phoenix, Oregon. We now have a mini Side Yard right here in Southern Oregon.
That is correct. Yeah, opened up in November. Build out started right around May, and it was a very fast-moving decision. I got this opportunity. My friend Brittany, who owns Roses Are Red Consignment,
right
next door to me, she's like, hey, I don't need this huge space. What if, you know, we just cut you off a sliver? And before I knew it, the contractor already cut a door out for me, put a wall up, and I was like, okay, we're doing this. I was just coming back from a really awesome tour in Berkeley with some other chefs and farmers that I put together, and we went and met with Alice Waters. She toured us around her farms, edible schoolyard, Chez Panisse, and we had a conversation that really just really inspired me. She also had a kid. My daughter was born when I was 40, 41, mm-hmm. just turned 41, and same with her. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, hey, you know you're juggling a lot, and it's hard, and you're living in two places, but you know what? This is where it gets good. I was already pumped, always pumped, right? But this was different. And I feel like it's this new chapter of my life. So the place I made here is like a 26-seat brick and mortar.
And great coming from her.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? I'm like, Alice Waters? Queen of Farm to Table. So I just, like, it pumped me up, man. Like, I went home. I finished a book proposal in a month. Bam. Because of Alice Waters. And so if there's any agents out there, please let me know.
Okay. Good. And, good plug there.
Yeah. Thanks. And then said yes to Brittany, let's do this. And then the concept was small brick and mortar, 26 seats, in honor of my mom. She was still alive at the time, passed away during the build out. And I wanted to feel like home. And growing up, there was a lot of us. And she was there right in the middle of loud chaos.
Right.
And we have, you know, two tables plus a four top. It's communal seating. Everybody gets to sit with strangers, which I love. And they get to connect with one another. Family style meals, all grown on our farm and the little plot out front of the restaurant.
And I did a little visit the other day, and it is just like a little jewel box of a dining room, two beautiful tables, and then that beautiful open kitchen with that giant workspace.
Oh, thanks.
It's quite beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels like home. And a lot of people say that's the one thing they say. Hey, this feels like home. Thank you for being here.
So I'm dying to have your food, but I know because of you, you have kind of a tough summer in Portland full of events. And so I thought that this was, again, something that speaks to you about giving people opportunities. You're sort of selecting a group of people that will be able to use your space through the summer because you're going to be busy in Portland.
Yep.
So you have a selection of food people coming in and using your space.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful, just that one fact.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful space. It should be used. People like to gather there. And there's really, the more I meet somebody and then they introduce me to somebody else. There's so many talented people here in the Valley and I'm just pumped up. Like it's the Side Yard Farm and Kitchen Chef Collective. And, you know, there's like a handful of chefs that are on board. Basically, they're just going to be popping up when they can. Hopefully, it's like once a month or more. And they're all very unique and very different. So we have like Chef, you know, Carl Krause, who has Wilder Cooking. We totally like vibed and hit it off right off the bat. Like literally like over a week ago. We've heard so much about each other but never met. And this Friday, we're doing a dinner, May 1st, at my space just together because we totally vibe so hard. And Jen from High End Bakery, an old friend of mine from Portland.
And delicious product.
Oh, my God. Some of the best pastries y'all will ever have. She already has been popping up for the last 2 months, and she'll be there this Mother's Day doing something beautiful for you all. And Laura, who has – I believe it's Bella Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Pasta. She's going to be opening up a pasta shop here soon. So she does already cooking classes and all that good stuff, but she's going to be doing some pasta dinners. She used to do them back in Portland. It's Della Rose. My apologies. Della Rose Pasta Company. But she's lovely and pasta queen. Slow Burn Barbecue. We got Reed. I'm sure you guys know him. And Ashlyn. He was popping up at the Crepe Place. Now he's at La Baguette.
Oh, and the website for the Phoenix Outpost is sideyardfarmandkitchen.com. Super easy to navigate. There's a great – you just click on the calendar. All the events show up. You pay online. Some are a la carte.
Yeah.
Some are full meals.
Yeah.
So it kind of hits everybody's budget correctly.
Totally. Yeah. You can mix and match. Like for me and Carl, we're doing four dishes each. You can mix and match, do whatever you want. No reservation needed. Show up between 5 and 9 until we sell out. We'll be there.
And then when will you be back in a hosting mode there?
So I will probably do a couple more dinners or brunches before I take off. Take off for Portland mid-June. I'll be back mid-August.
Do you take like September off?
No, I used to. I mean, September is usually the busiest month for like weddings and catering because we do a lot of private catering. That's really our background. I mean, do a lot of that on the farm, weddings, corporate events. That's what keeps actually the farm alive in Portland and paying the mortgage. You know, being an urban farm these days in the city is almost impossible. And land has been disappearing left and right over the last handful of years, especially in Portland. So
I went and looked at the satellite map of Cully, and I could tell from long distance away. I said, I bet that's it.
Yep.
And I zoomed in and there it was.
The Red Barn. Yeah. But my street in particular has like three other urban farms that one has been around probably half the time as I have. And one just popped up 2 years ago and it's pretty sweet. And then we have a flower farm 2 blocks away, Sun Blossom Farm. They do all our weddings and events.
Amazing.
Yeah. So it's a cool little community there and I was looking to build that here and I'm starting to find it and I'm digging it.
It takes time.
It does.
But I think what's happening and you're part of the success of Phoenix now, it's becoming kind of a little food mecca, which I think is great.
Yeah, it really is. It really is starting to feel like home to me.
So, and then your philosophy is really sort of my soapbox about that full circle experience of growing, harvesting, taking care of the earth in that way, then actually enjoying teaching people about food, the gathering of people in that kind of social situation.
Yeah.
So needed after the last 5 years, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm wishing you all the best and much success on a side yard in Phoenix. And I urge all of my listeners to check out both websites, because I love the Portland website. It's just fun to look at.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of people from Southern Oregon during the summer like to travel up north. Stop by, say hi, see what we got going on there.
Yeah.
It's just the bigger version of what we have going on down here and, you know, outdoors.
So good.
Yeah.
We've been speaking with Stacy Givens from Side Yard in Portland and now Phoenix, Oregon. You've been listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. My name is Will Smith, and you can find us at jeffexchange.org or on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Stacy, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Well,
you guys eat well.